Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum Message-Podcast der LifePoint Church Stuttgart. Als Gemeinde leben wir nach der Vision, wir existieren, dass Menschen ein erfülltes Leben in Christus finden können. Wir hoffen, dass Gott durch diese Message zu dir spricht und dass du dadurch gesegnet wirst.
So I forgot to announce, we have a very special guest speaker today, that's Giuseppe. So sorry, but yeah. We're so glad to have you, and we're excited to hear what the Lord has spoken to your heart, and we're ready to receive. Would you like to come up? And I just would like to quickly pray for you. Oh, you don't need this. I'll take that on. Lord, we thank you for Brother Giuseppe. We thank you, Lord, for his heart, for your gospel, and that in that gospel, Lord, you are calling us to go out to those that have not heard of you yet and to proclaim your eternal hope. But we also want to proclaim the eternal hope to each other to remind ourselves what it is we are living for. And I just want to pray for my brother today. Speak to us through him today, I pray. I pray as he preaches, you would give him the fire and you would give him the power that is so necessary in conveying the deep truths of your word. And Lord, open our eyes and our hearts and encounter us today. We pray these things in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Nat. So nice to be on this side again. So thank you, Nadine, to lead us in a deep, real, and joyful worship. Today I will preach about the last part of the book of Philippians. So the chapter 4. And the title for this preaching is Joy Instead of Worry Through God's Peace. So that is very, very powerful, this joy we will talk about. Next slide, please. So we will go straight in the Bible verses. So I will read it. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. So such deep, powerful words from the Apostle Paul that sounds sometimes challenging in some degrees. If we look back to the letter of Philippians, that was very turmoil in this church. There were conflicts, there were jealousy, was messy. But it's not so different from nowadays church, right? So the season changed, but the outcome are still the same. But before we delve deep into the message, I want to clarify you and to understand deeply what is the difference between happiness and joy. Because sometimes we have the tendency to confuse these kind of feelings. That happiness and joy are very subtle, are very close to each other, but they have a big differences at the end. So next slide, please. So happiness, what is happiness? The origin is external. It depends on events, situations, people, achievements. So what's happening around us affects our happiness. The duration is temporary and fluctuating. If something is going good, then I'm happy. If something is not very well, then I'm not really happy. Example, I'm happy because I got a promotion. I'm happy because my ministry is going well. I'm happy because my relationship is so beautiful. I'm happy because I have the butterfly in my belly, and I'm happy. I'm happy because I have money in my pocket. Or dependency often depends on favorable circumstances. As I say, if something is going well, I'm happy. If it's not going well, then I'm doubting about my happiness. And it's associated with the pleasure, well-being, comfort. Joy is different. Joy, the origin is internal, come from inside. It depends on inner states, deep beliefs, spirituality. The duration is more lasting and stable, even in hard times. As we sang last song, whatever happens, the joy is still, because it's not affected by outside, but comes from inside. Example, I feel joy despite difficulties because I have faith, hope, inner peace. And dependency is independent of external conditions. It's associated with serenity, gratitude, love, meaning. And that is very important to know the difference, because we live in a very weird society, I would say. We live in a society where my personal happiness is important. And whatever makes me happy, momentarily or temporarily, is worth pursuing. We often place more value on happiness than joy. We have a natural tendency to seek temporary and changing satisfaction rather than more lasting and stable joy. We are surrounded by this strong feeling of wants to be happy instead of to want to be joyful. And that is very important to know, because we live in a society where all is based on our feelings, what's happening around us. If the weather is not nice, and this morning I felt very down because of this weather, I was not happy. I was scrolling about the forecast in other countries, in Italy, in Korea. It's, oh, so hot, so sunny. What's wrong here? It's July. It's really summer. So I felt down. But then I look beyond, as Net shared too. So I want to have different attitude. I want to be joyful. I want to be thankful to God because we have a new day. Still, the weather is not nice, but still we have a new day. We're still alive. And that is different, you know. Change your way to see the things. The rejoice Paul is referring is, in this case, is a plural form in the original Greek. And there's a specific meaning, because these exhortation and commands were addressed to the church, Philippians, but also to us. So this letter is not applicable just for the people in Philippi, but is also to us all around the world. Because this joy, this reminding to be joyful, is and to rejoice every time, all the time, is for everyone, also today. This joy cannot be achieved by our own efforts, but is a free gift from Jesus to anyone who comes and believes in him. It is not a generic joy. It is a joy in the Lord. And this is important, because it is rooted in the eternal. It points to eternal life. But what is this joy about? Next slide. Yeah, thank you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your name are written in heaven. So this is what Jesus said to the disciples. The disciples were coming back from their mission where they cast away demons. They were so excited. Jesus, Jesus. The demons listen to our voice and they are cast away. But Jesus said, look, don't be joyful about these things. Don't be happy about these things. But be joyful that your name is written in heaven. And when I read it, this made me to think. And made me to have peace in my heart. You know, our life can be shaken easily. In every moment. In every millisecond, I will say. But when we go back to these promises, that our name is written in heaven, this gives us joy that is lasting forever. It's the foundation of our faith. And I want every one of us, all the listeners, also from the podcast, will understand. Because this joy is what makes us to be stable. This joy is important. This joy, I want we understand, we grasp tightly this truth. Because this joy is what leads our life. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Jesus himself is speaking, as I say it here, and tell his disciple, do not rejoice in success, in the success of your ministry, in your job, in your daily life, but rejoice that you have eternal life. And that is important. We have eternal life. Brother and sister, that is important to remind. We have eternal life. This life is just for a while. 70, 80, 90 years, 100 years for who is healthier. But then sooner or later we'll finish. And then this short time, this point compared to eternity is nothing. So our mind needs to be focused on what is beyond this life. He's telling them, do not rejoice in temporary successes. And this is also to us. Be joyful because your life will last forever and will be my presence. So that is what is will make us to feel stable. We will be with God. We will be in the presence of Jesus. And that is what needs to change everything, how we think and we feel and we live. This has a huge impact because the time will come when our ministry, our work, or our life will not go well or be unsuccessful. Be honest, it's not K-drama. This life will go wrong at some point. Today we are healthy, tomorrow we go to the doctor and we'll say, oh, I have bad news for you. Today we have a good job, tomorrow our boss will say, look, we have too many workers and we have not enough resources for all. So I'm fortunate you need to be fired. Our ministry, our Christian life can be successful today, but tomorrow, who knows? However, our joy is in the Lord. And this joy will not be shaken because it is rooted in God's promises. This is what Paul tried to say to the Philippians, don't look these silly earthly things. Don't make jealousy in the church. Don't try to achieve worldly success. But go back to the roots. Why you believed in Jesus? Because you wanted a prosperous life? Because you want a life that was always nice and beautiful? Or because you trust in the one who said to you, you are mine? Rejoice in the Lord always. It's a command. This is a command. And sometimes I feel, personally, I don't like rules. I'm resisting. When somebody commands me to do something, oh, I feel inside, I don't want. But sometimes we misunderstand. I misunderstand. Sometimes command is not something force you to do something you don't want, but it's an invitation for your good, for your sake. The joy the Apostle Paul speaks of does not depend on our circumstances, but is based on who God is. And realize that God is faithful in every circumstances. I will say again, rejoice. He said twice. Why say twice? To emphasize the importance and how essential is for the Christian life to maintain the right perspective and keep our gaze fixed on Jesus. We have this, how to say, this Alzheimer in a Christian life. We have the tendency to forget easily. Today we remember, the next day we don't remember. So we needs to be repeated the same things. Rejoice in the Lord. Lead us to be kind to everyone. When our life is rooted in God, this will change our life. Will make us to be gentle, like the Apostle Paul says. Because we know that we have this with this assurance in our heart. If we feel stable, we became different people. Look, when think about your life. When you feel insecure about some aspect of your life, you feel uncomfortable. I talk for myself. I'm here. I'm not native. And most of the time, I feel vigilant here. I need to be careful what's going around me because I cannot understand fully this language. And I feel restless sometimes. But if I speak perfectly German, I can rest. I can enjoy. I don't need to be all the time tense. And this is the same. If we trust in the promise of God, if we grasp tightly this joy, this salvation we have, that makes us to feel stable, we become different people. We stay gentle. We are kind to each other. We don't quarrel with each other. We don't argue. We are different people. Next slide. Who is this model of gentleness, kindness? Jesus himself. Paul always invites the Philippians and us to look in the right perspective. Look what say in the chapter 2. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interests of the others. If your relationships with one another have the same mindset as Jesus Christ, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in a human likeness, and being found in appearances as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. So Jesus was gentle. He was humble because he was depending on God. He trusted on God. His trust was completely on God. His relationship with God was stable because he went all the time to the source of his joy. And this is our work as well. We are not so different from Paul, and we need to take his example, not because of Paul, but because he all the time he went back to the roots. And his roots was Jesus. If we go back all the time to God, we are other people. We are different people. We are people gentle. We are people kind. We are people who are smiling, not because we are foolish, but because we have this peace inside, makes us don't be restless people. And this is a kind of a warning for me as well. Sometimes, many times I'm not humble in my own life, and this makes me to feel restless, because when you are not humble, you become arrogant because you feel not self-confident. So you need to defend yourself. But you look at yourself. I look to myself. But when we look to Jesus, when we look to God, we feel safe. We don't need to argue. We don't need to defend. We just rest, because nothing will affect us. If our minds and hearts are always filled and focused with and on God's promises and on Jesus' example, there will be no space for other things. If our mind and hearts are looking only the heavenly things, there won't be even a small space in it that is craving for the silly and earthly things. If our mind and heart and all our well-being are looking for the joy in Christ, all the other things are rubbish. Look what say Paul. The next slide, please. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage. That I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is true faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith, I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Paul was fixed on his eyes were fixed on Jesus. So he can boast himself in many things. If we read some verses before, he introduced a bit himself. And nowadays we can say, oh, he's a person who has a PhD, very important position in academic world, very diligent, very faithful, very committed. But he say all these things are not important. We live in a society where our status is important, where we value the importance of a person according to their status. But in God's eyes, these are rubbish. Because at the end, everything vanishes. When I look TV and I hear about somebody's passed away, some important person, I always think, this person achieved many things in his own life, but everything disappeared with his own death. What is people remember at the end is what kind of person he was, not what kind of title he had achieved in his life. And I think every one of us wants to be remembered for what kind of person we were when we will pass away. People will not, when we introduce ourselves, people will not remember us. Oh, this person, oh, Samin, Ned, Nadine, Lisa, oh, where doctor, where teacher, where, oh, Nadine, Lisa, Samin, Ned, were nice. They don't recognize us, they don't see us through our titles, but through our hearts. And this is what makes the difference at the end. If we have joy, people will notice. And this, what will bring at the end? Changing the life of other people. Because the Lord is near, they say later. A bit before. It's okay. Why we need to be gentle? Why we need to be kind? Why we need to be other people? Because we are an example for this world. Paul says, after be gentle to everyone, the Lord is near. Looks like this statement is not connected with what he said before, but as a strong connection. If we rejoice in God, we become nice people. If we are nice people, people eventually will be attracted to God. We are the bridge, as we say here, we are the bridge we want to connect people. But if we are not connected to God, this bridge is not stable. There's no foundation. If we are not connected to God, we cannot bring people to God as well. We cannot be an example. We cannot be ambassadors. We cannot be a kind of a role model for the society. It's a big responsibility, you know? Because one day we will need to go before God and say what we did. I don't want to scare you. I don't want to make you to feel anxious. But I want to make you to think. It's a commitment to do what we need to do. Because we are disciples, but also we are called to make disciples. But also we are called to stay rooted in God. I will not take too long. We are almost at the end. But in all of this, we are not fighting alone. We have help. We have God himself. We can pray God for help. Present your request to God. And he will make us the kind, merciful, gentle, and not anxious people the world needs. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. We cannot do anything by ourselves alone. Anxiety is undeniable, will come in our life. Sometimes it's overwhelming. Anxiety leads to the loss of peace in God. And what is the antidote to anxiety? Prayer. That is what makes us to feel free. We don't need to take medication. We don't need to drink beer. We don't need to smoke. We don't need to do sports like crazy. We need just to sit and pray. Sounds easy, but it's not easy at the same time. It's fighting against our will sometimes. So what Paul says, first of all, don't give in to anxiety. Don't be anxious about anything. How? Offer prayers, supplications, and petitions to God in every situation. What Paul is saying is that if you want to avoid having your mind and heart overwhelmed by anxious thoughts and feelings, run to God. Start talking to Him and don't distance yourself from Him. Don't try to do things your own way because you don't know how to solve every situation. God wants us to ask Him for help. Present your request to God with prayer and supplication. We are His children. And He wants to listen to us. He's our good Father. I don't know sometimes is why, as a human being, we are a bit interesting, I would say. We can do something easy for help, but we prefer to do it on our own. We want to be troubled instead to find a solution. God asks us just to go to Him because He listens to us. He wants to listen what we ask Him. He wants us to pray with a humble heart. Next slide, please. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, and He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. This is my anxiety I bring before God. You know the acts of give up something makes you to feel hard? It's liberating. Makes you to feel, oh, finally. But sometimes we don't want. We feel like, oh, it's too much. I need to fix by myself. I live in different countries. I lived in Italy where sometimes it's very free. So we don't care too much about problem. Sometimes we just wait and somehow it will be fixed by itself. In Germany, it's more problem-solving country. There needs to be always a plan. I need to fix it. I need to fix it. In Italy, oh, somebody else will fix it. But it's wrong in both sides. We need to take responsibility, but also we need to give up. We need to be humble to give up, but also we need to be responsible to cast, to make an action, to go to God. I will go fast. What's the result? Next slide, please. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. When we bring our burdens to God, when we bring all our worries, when we bring all our desperation, when we feel like there is no way to go out, something weird happens. For in a human way, it comes the peace of God. The peace of God that makes us to feel relaxed. Because we leave all this heavy weight on our shoulder to God. And God give us peace. Next slide, please. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, pure, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. When we pray, we are transformed also in our way to think. We have the peace of God. The peace of God will make to think in a different way and to behave in a different way. There is also our will also. We need to put our mind and heart to think in a different way. What is right, not what is fake. What is a lying. What is pure. What is honorable. What is dignitful. What is right. What is pleasing to God. What is worthy of love. If we are not doing all of this, the peace of God will be not here. So look how we have a responsibility to in prayer, but also to do in a right way. If we do this, the God of peace will be with us again. So brothers and sisters, I want to go close to the end. And I want to go back to rejoice. The joy in the Lord is very important, because it makes us to be different people, affect all every small parts of our life. Don't pursue things that are not important, but go back to the roots. Don't be anxious. It doesn't solve anything. I say first to myself, I have the tendency to be anxious many times. And I need to remind myself, I need to go back. Let me ask just one last question. If you feel anxious, you think your anxiety can fix the problem? I don't think so. But if you go and pray, knowing that on the other side there is one who listens to you and can give you answer, and first of all, and above all, give you peace, it's no better. To be joyful in the Lord means to make an action to go towards Him, to go back to Him, and to surrender to Him. May His word really touch our hearts. I would just want to close with a prayer and ask Nadine to come here. Father, I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for who you are. And I pray, Father, your message can touch our hearts, can transform it, can make us, Father, the people you want us to be, to impact this world that needs you. And makes us, Father, to rejoice in the Lord always, Father, and to surrender our hearts to you. Father, thank you because you are the good Father. Thank you because you are the one who cares for us. Thank you because you are the one who provided for us, who fight for us, who go before us, beyond us, who is with us all the time, Father. Encourage our hearts and give us, Father, to come closer to you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Wow, was für eine Message. Wir hoffen, dass dieses Wort zu dir gesprochen hat und dich durch den Tag und die kommende Woche begleiten wird. Wenn du mit uns in Kontakt treten möchtest, kannst du gerne auf unsere Website und Social Media vorbeischauen. Bis zum nächsten Mal, sei gesegnet.